From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Justice Department has opened a civil rights investigation into the deadly car ramming during a counter-protest against white nationalist demonstration in the U.S. city of Charlottesville, Virginia. One person died when the car crashed into demonstrators. Two others died when a state police helicopter crashed nearby. The chopper had been keeping an eye on the rally below. President Trump spoke about the violence.
We condemn in the strongest possible terms this egregious display of hatred, bigotry, and violence on many sides.
VOA's Ira Melman on Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe's reaction.
Governor Terry McAuliffe said on Twitter he declared the state of emergency to aid state response to violence, saying the acts and rhetoric in Charlottesville over the past 24 hours are unacceptable and must stop.
McAuliffe declared a state of emergency. That Saturday rally drew thousands of people who are upset about the planned removal of a statue commemorating the memory of a Confederate Civil War general. Blackwater founder Eric Prince's controversial proposal to privatize a large portion of the U.S. war in Afghanistan being met with some growing opposition in Kabul and Washington. President Trump is reportedly considering the proposal. Prince says his plan would replace U.S. troops with 5,000 contractors and would save the U.S. government billions of dollars. After a long campaign season, Kenyans are returning to normal life following the announcement that President Uhuru Kenyatta has been reelected to a second term. He defeated longtime opposition candidate Raila Odinga. Both celebrations and protests ensued, some lasting into the early hours today. This is VOA News. A suicide bombing in southwestern Pakistan late Saturday killed at least 15, including soldiers and civilians. The blast in a high security zone of the city also wounded at least 32. The deadly attack took place as Pakistan prepares to mark the Independence Day on Monday. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. At least 60 children have died in 48 hours due to a lack of oxygen in a government hospital. That's in northern India's Uttar Pradesh state. The district magistrate there said both deaths and most of them were reported from the neonatal and pediatric wards of the hospital. High-level probe has been ordered into the incident. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence will leave today on a 6-day trip to Latin America. VOA's Mike O'Sullivan reports.
Vice President Mike Pence has already had meetings in Munich and Brussels and visited Asia, Australia, Estonia, Georgia, and Montenegro. His fourth overseas foray will take him to South and Central America, where he can play a helpful role at a time when many countries are trying to understand the Trump administration's foreign policy. Pence makes two stops in Colombia, which is implementing a controversial peace agreement with the rebel group FARC. In Chile, he will face questions over the sudden U.S. withdrawal from the Trans-Pacific Partnership Trade Pact. U.S. trading partner Panama, home to the Panama Canal, established diplomatic ties this year with China. And Pence's visit Friday comes against the backdrop of a growing Chinese trade role in the region. Pence has in the past reassured U.S. allies and could do the same in Latin America. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.
Now, a Canadian pastor, Hyun-Soo Lim, who had been imprisoned in North Korea for more than 2 years, quietly returned to his home in Toronto, Canada, a suburb there, on Saturday, following a long journey on a private government jet via Japan. Lim, formerly the senior pastor at one of Canada's largest churches, had disappeared on a mission to North Korea in early 2015. He was sentenced to hard labor for life in December that year on charges of attempting to overthrow the Pyongyang regime. Facebook anonymously launched a new photo-sharing app in China in a new effort to make inroads in the world's most populous country. China's ruling Communist Party controls internet traffic across the country's borders and tries to keep the public from seeing thousands of websites, including Facebook. The app, which is called Colorful Balloons, does not carry Facebook's name. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.